BBC Learning English.
Hello, welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Helen.
你好，我是刘佳，欢迎收听来自英国伦敦的 BBC Learning English.
The weather is getting warmer, and as we know, the Brits love sunny weather.
是啊，英国人最喜欢夏天了，只要有一点太阳，大家就都到外面玩去了。
As summer approaches, more and more people are going camping.
Camping 就是野营。Have you been camping recently?
No, but I'm hoping to go next week if the weather is nice.
我们今天的话题就是在英国参加野营。
And we will be hearing from people talking about their camping experiences and we'll find out what the latest trends are for living in the outdoors.
When I was a kid, we used to go camping in Menorca every year and I just loved the freedom that it gave you. You're out there in the outdoors, you...don't feel constrained by buildings or walls or roofs, that kind of thing. And for a kid, you know, it's just great. You can just run around and have fun.
这位先生说到野外搭帐篷的生活带来的是一种自由感觉。
Freedom. He loves the freedom. You feel free when you are out in the wild.
没错，他觉得在空旷的田野里，人就不会有那种被摩天大楼、墙还有屋顶限制的感觉。
You don't feel constrained by buildings or walls or roofs. The word constrain means limit, stopping you from doing things.
Constrain 的意思就是限制，有一定约束。这个词属于商业用语，我们经常也会在经济报道上看到。
That's right, we often hear the word constrain being used when talking about work, business, and economics.
不过 camping 可以消除这种被限制的感觉，让人感到 freedom.
And that for children means having the freedom to run around and have fun.
让人可以到处跑来跑去 run around, 尽情的玩耍 have fun.
Let's have a listen to what he said again.
When I was a kid, we used to go camping in Menorca every year, and I just loved the freedom that it gave you. You're out there in the outdoors. You don't feel constrained by buildings or walls or roofs, that kind of thing. And for a kid, you know, it's just great. You could just run around and have fun.
那他有没有什么美好的回忆可以和我们分享呢？
I remember running down the sand dunes and tripping up and falling over really badly and grazing my knee, which is a scar that I still have to this day, but it was worth it.
这可不是美好的回忆，这可是深刻的记忆。
I agree, it's definitely a memorable experience for him. Do you know what a sand dune is?
No, not really. 我猜可能和沙滩有关吧。不过 sand dune 到底是什么呢？我不是特别的明白。
Well, you're partly right. A sand dune is like a small sand hill, usually found at the end of a beach. Children absolutely love them.
那我知道了，你说的是沙滩上的那种用沙子堆的小土堆 ,sand dune. 这位先生说他小时候在沙滩上跑的时候，脚被什么东西绊了一下。
Trip up, meaning to catch your foot on something.
然后他摔倒了。
Falling over, you are no longer standing.
而且受伤了。
Falling over badly.
他的膝盖
knee
被擦伤了。
Grazing his knee badly.
然后还留下了一道伤疤。
A scar.
现在还没退。
No, the scar is permanent.
不过他说这也值得。
It was worth it. So the scar was nothing when compared to the enjoyment he had with camping and playing on the beach.
因为童年野营的回忆是美好的。
I remember running down the sand dunes and tripping up and falling over really badly and grazing my knee, which is a scar that I still have to this day, but it was worth it.
You are listening to BBC Learning English. Bite-sized English on the go.
大家好，您现在收听的是来自英国伦敦的 BBC Learning English.
And we're bringing you stories about camping in the countryside.
我们今天的话题就是野营 camping.
As we have already said, camping is very popular in the UK, and it's not just about putting up tents in the fields. Many people also travel in caravans.
除了搭帐篷之外，英国也有不少的 caravans, 那就是旅行拖车。一到了周末，我经常能看见我的邻居们开着他们的旅行拖车就到乡村去野营了。
Caravans are basically what we call mobile homes.
Mobile homes, 移动的房子。Caravan 就是这种 mobile home, 里面的装备很齐全。
My friend Bill has a caravan, and it has got a kitchen, toilet, sofa bed, and lots of storage. Everything you need to live outside.
一般的 caravan 虽然很实用，但是外形都不好看，大多数都是方方的，白色的外壳。
I know what you mean. They lack individual character.
对了，他们并不独特，没有自己的个性。Lack of individual character.
Well, that's changing. Some people have gone out and bought themselves Airstream trailers.
Airstream trailers. Why buy an Airstream trailer?
I think some of the, perhaps the sort of more modern plasticky beige ones are, they're just dreary. I just don't think there's anything cool about those. But you see one of these or an old classic British one and they just make you feel good.
这位女士就有一辆 Airstream trailer, 还是从美国进口的呢。
And what's more, this is not a modern caravan. It's almost 40 years old.
已经有40年的历史了，根本就没有什么现代的设施。可是她为什么这么喜欢这种老式的旅行拖车呢？
Well, she said some of the modern caravans are just dreary.
Dreary, 很压抑，让人觉得郁闷。他认为新的 caravans 虽然有现代的设施，但是他们的样子让人觉得很压抑。
There's nothing to them. This means there's no character or interesting things about these new caravans. Not attractive.
没有任何吸引人的地方。There's nothing to them. 而老式的 Airstream trailers 就看着特别有个性，坐着感觉也好。
The classic style makes her feel good.
那我们再来听听他为什么选择了老式的旅行拖车 Airstream trailer.
I think some of the, perhaps the sort of more modern plasticky beige ones are, they're just dreary. I just don't think there's anything cool about those. But you see one of these or an old classic British one and they just make you feel good.
另一个家庭也买了他们梦想的旅行拖车。
The Jones bought their Airstream trailer from an internet auction site.
还是从网上拍卖行买的。
And they absolutely love it.
The first pictures we saw on the internet were from the outside. And everything's traditional inside, even the board games like from the 60s.
And the radio. Yeah. Functioning radio.
Yeah, funky radio. This has so much character.
所有的东西都很传统。
Everything is traditional inside. The word traditional usually has a positive sense to it. If you see something old, you could say it looks traditional. It sounds much better than saying it's old or out of date, don't you think so?
You're right here. 英国人比较怀旧，所以只要是老的东西，一般人都会用 traditional, 传统这个词来形容，听起来就好多了。
The inside of the caravan is full of traditional things. The board games, and also there's a funky radio.
Funky radio?
That's right. Funky radio. The word funky is an informal expression. It means trendy, fashionable, exciting, and unusual.
Funky 有很多含义，不过我们现在一般的理解都是指造型有趣的，与众不同的样子。Funky radio 说的就是造型有趣的收音机。
The first pictures we saw on the internet were from the outside. And everything's traditional inside, even the board games like from the 60s.
And the radio. Yeah. Functioning radio.
Yeah, funky radio. This has so much character.
This is BBC Learning English.
我觉得 camping 最能吸引人的地方就是 outdoor living, 远离繁忙的市区。
It's an escape from the city and gives us the chance to enjoy fresh air and the beautiful countryside.
作家 Jonathan Wright 也是这么认为的。
I just love camping and I just love getting out into the countryside and finding beautiful countryside locations. So that really to me is the essence of camping.
很多人也觉得 camping 能让人回归自然，体会到我们祖先的生活方式。
And in the ancient world, everyone lived on a campsite, and campfire was very important.
Campfire, 野火，想想平时在城里。
BBC Learning English.
Hello, welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Helen.
你好，我是刘佳，欢迎收听来自英国伦敦的 BBC Learning English.
The weather is getting warmer, and as we know, the Brits love sunny weather.
是啊，英国人最喜欢夏天了，只要有一点太阳，大家就都到外面玩去了。
As summer approaches, more and more people are going camping.
Camping 就是野营。Have you been camping recently?
No, but I'm hoping to go next week if the weather is nice.
我们今天的话题就是在英国参加野营。
And we will be hearing from people talking about their camping experiences, and we'll find out what the latest trends are for living in the outdoors.
When I was a kid, we used to go camping in Menorca every year, and I just loved the freedom that it gave you. You're out there in the outdoors. You don't feel constrained by buildings or walls or roofs, that kind of thing. And for a kid, you know, it's just great. You could just run around and have fun.
这位先生说到野外搭帐篷的生活带来的是一种自由感觉。
Freedom. He loves the freedom. You feel free when you are out in the wild.
没错，他觉得在空旷的田野里，人就不会有那种被摩天大楼、墙还有屋顶限制的感觉。
You don't feel constrained by buildings or walls or roofs. The word constrain means limit, stopping you from doing things.
Constrain 的意思就是限制，有一定约束。这个词属于商业用语，我们经常也会在经济报道上看到。
That's right. We often hear the word constrain being used when talking about work, business, and economics.
不过 camping 可以消除这种被限制的感觉，让人感到 freedom.
And that for children means having the freedom to run around and have fun.
让人可以到处跑来跑去 ，run around.尽情地玩耍 ，have fun.
Let's have a listen to what he said again.
When I was a kid, we used to go camping in Menorca every year, and I just loved the freedom that it gave you. You're out there in the outdoors. You don't feel constrained by buildings or walls or roofs, that kind of thing. And for a kid, you know, it's just great. You could just run around and have fun.
那他有没有什么美好的回忆可以和我们分享呢？
I remember running down the sand dunes and tripping up and falling over really badly and grazing my knee, which is a scar that I still have to this day, but it was worth it.
这可不是美好的回忆，这可是深刻的记忆。
I agree, it's definitely a memorable experience for him. Do you know what a sand dune is?
No, not really. 我猜可能和沙滩有关吧。不过 sand dune 到底是什么呢？我不是特别的明白。
Well, you're partly right. A sand dune is like a small sand hill, usually found at the end of a beach. Children absolutely love them.
那我知道了，你说的是沙滩上的那种用沙子堆的小土堆 ，sand dune。这位先生说他小时候在沙滩上跑的时候，脚被什么东西绊了一下
，trip up, meaning to catch your foot on something.
然后他摔倒了
，falling over, you are no longer standing.
而且受伤了。
Falling over badly.
他的膝盖
knee
被擦伤了
grazing his knee badly.
然后还留下了一道伤疤
a scar.
现在还没退
No, the scar is permanent.
不过他说这也值得
It was worth it. So the scar was nothing when compared to the enjoyment he had with camping and playing on the beach.
因为童年野营的回忆是美好的。
I remember running down the sand dunes and tripping up and falling over really badly and grazing my knee, which is a scar that I still have to this day, but it was worth it.
You are listening to BBC Learning English, bite-sized English on the go.
大家好，您现在收听的是来自英国伦敦的 BBC Learning English,
and we're bringing you stories about camping in the countryside.
我们今天的话题就是野营 camping.
As we have already said, camping is very popular in the UK, and it's not just about putting up tents in the fields. Many people also travel in caravans.
除了搭帐篷之外，英国也有不少的 caravans, 那就是旅行拖车。一到了周末，我经常能看见我的邻居们开着他们的旅行拖车就到乡村去野营了。
Caravans are basically what we call mobile homes.
Mobile homes, 移动的房子。Caravan 就是这种 mobile home, 里面的装备很齐全。
My friend Bill has a caravan and it has got a kitchen, toilet, sofa bed and lots of storage. Everything you need to live outside.
一般的 caravan 虽然很实用但是外形都不好看。大多数都是方方的白色的外壳。
I know what you mean. They lack individual character.
对了他们并不独特没有自己的个性。Lack of individual character.
Well, that's changing. Some people have gone out and bought themselves Airstream trailers.
Airstream trailers. Why buy an Airstream trailer?
I think some of the, perhaps the sort of more modern plasticky beige ones are, they're just dreary. I just don't think there's anything cool about those. But you see one of these or an old classic British one and they just make you feel good.
这位女士就有一辆 Airstream trailer, 还是从美国进口的呢。
And what's more, this is not a modern caravan, it's almost 40 years old.
已经有40年的历史了,根本就没有什么现代的设施,可是她为什么这么喜欢这种老式的旅行拖车呢?
Well, she said some of the modern caravans are just dreary.
Dreary, 很压抑,让人觉得郁闷。他认为新的 caravans 虽然有现代的设施，但是他们的样子让人觉得很压抑。
There's nothing to them. This means there's no character or interesting things about these new caravans. Not attractive.
没有任何吸引人的地方。There's nothing to them. 而老式的 Airstream trailers 就看着特别有个性，坐着感觉也好。
The classic style makes her feel good.
那我们再来听听他为什么选择了老式的旅行拖车 Airstream trailer.
I think some of the, perhaps the sort of more modern plasticky beige ones are, they're just dreary. I just don't think there's anything cool about those. But you see one of these or an old classic British one and they just make you feel good.
另一个家庭也买了他们梦想的旅行拖车。
The Jones bought their Airstream trailer from an internet auction site.
还是从网上拍卖行买的。
And they absolutely love it.
The first pictures we saw on the internet were from the outside. And everything's traditional inside, even the board games like from the 60s.
And the radio.
Yeah.
Functioning radio.
Yeah, funky radio. This has so much character.
所有的东西都很传统。
Everything is traditional inside. The word traditional usually has a positive sense to it. If you see something old, you could say it looks traditional. It sounds much better than saying it's old or out of date, don't you think so?
You're right here. 英国人比较怀旧，所以只要是老的东西，一般人都会用 traditional 传统这个词来形容，听起来就好多了。
The inside of the caravan is full of traditional things. The board games, and also there's a funky radio.
Funky radio?
That's right. Funky radio. The word funky is an informal expression. It means trendy, fashionable, exciting, and unusual.
Funky 有很多含义，不过我们现在一般的理解都是指造型有趣的、与众不同的样子。Funky radio 说的就是造型有趣的收音机。
The first pictures we saw on the internet were from the outside. And everything's traditional inside, even the board games like from the 60s.
And the radio.
Yeah.
Functioning radio.
Yeah, funky radio. It just has so much character.
This is BBC Learning English.
我觉得 camping 最能吸引人的地方就是 outdoor living, 远离繁忙的市区。
It's an escape from the city and gives us the chance to enjoy fresh air and the beautiful countryside.
作家 Jonathan Wright 也是这么认为的。
I just love camping and I just love getting out into the countryside and finding beautiful countryside locations. So that really to me is the essence of camping.
很多人也觉得 camping 能让人回归自然，体会到我们祖先的生活方式。
And in the ancient world, everyone lived on a campsite, and campfire was very important.
Campfire, 野火。想想平时在城里哪有机会点火啊？只要一点烟，消防队可能就来了。
And you might be locked up for starting a fire. But when you are camping, you can light up a big campfire to keep warm, and it's great fun.
James 常去的一个野营点就鼓励大家点火。
The campfire has been a sort of central part of our life for thousands of years, and we're now missing out on that in double glazed houses and central heating systems and air conditioning cars. And we can gather around the campfire and have smoke in our faces, and there's something very relaxing about the campfire.
James 说，自古以来，火就是人类生活里非常重要的一部分。
An essential part of our lives. Campfire have been an essential part of our lives for thousands of years.
不过现在的人都生活在室内，都没有点火堆的机会了。
We're missing out on outdoor living with real campfires.
他说，虽然火堆的烟 smoke 会熏眼睛，不过这是一种很放松的感觉。
Yes, smoke from the fire can make your eyes water, but people do feel relaxed around a campfire.
好了，我们今天的野营话题就要结束了。
Before we go, let's see if we can get some good tips about camping from a few regular campers.
If you have Wellington boots, so rubber boots that you put on your feet, we make the girls put them on sticks, upside down on sticks outside the tent, so that if it rains during the night, they don't get full of water. And also you get all sorts of insects and creepy crawlies going in there. So if you put your welly boots upside down, you don't have any of those problems.
晚上把鞋子倒挂在帐篷门口，这样的话就没有虫子可以爬进去，也不用担心下雨了。
Probably make sure you go to the loo before you clamber into bed.
睡觉前先去好厕所。 Animal tips.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really essential for camping is to have a little fridge, because especially if you're going camping somewhere warm, you really want a cold drink sometime in the middle of the day. And there's nothing nastier than a warm beer.
这个建议很好，带一个小冰箱，这样就可以喝到冰镇啤酒了。不过真正做起来可是真有点难呐。
Well, I'm afraid it's really time to go. If you want to find out more about BBC Learning English, then come to our website.
我们的网站是 www.bbc.co.uk/China, 然后点击英语教学。
Now that's www.bbc.co.uk/China. So until next time, it's goodbye from both of us.
Bye bye.
Bye.
BBC Learning English. Bite-sized English on the go.